So last year, it came to light that a man in the West Fork area, Eric Francis, who was a former employee of State Representative Justin Harris, Republican Representative Justin Harris, had sexually assaulted a young girl who was living in his home. As it turns out, as your reporting is uncovered, that young girl, who was 6 years old, and her three-year-old sister were actually had been adopted by the Harrises and had been given to this man and his wife. And so you've been investigating how this happened. And mm-hmm. can you tell a bit more about how you came across this mm-hmm. this story?
Right. So when, as you said, I mean, the news that originally broke in spring of 2014, about a year ago, concerned the arrest of a man named Eric Francis, who was a former employee at a preschool owned by State Representative Justin Harris of West Fork. At the time, the story was just this former employee at a state representative's business had been accused of the sexual abuse of a child. And those charges were substantiated. He confessed later, and he's been sentenced to prison for a 40-year term on a negotiated plea last November. What we found out after the trial concluded, upon looking at documents in the prosecutor's file, is that the two girls were actually the adopted daughters of Justin and Marcia Harris, and had been sent to live with Eric Francis and his wife sometime in October of 2013, where they remained for about 5 months or so.
Who is Justin Harris? What is his role as a lawmaker? And can you describe a bit about his preschool and the kind of work he's done with children?
Justin Harris is a Republican representative from West Fork. He's known to be very conservative. He runs a preschool called Growing God's Kingdom with his wife, Marcia. That preschool has come under some scrutiny in the past for combining Christian curriculum with public funds, essentially. It receives preschool funding under the Arkansas Better Chance Program, which is not supposed to be directed towards religious instruction, but an inspection back in 2011 showed that there was a good deal of religious, biblical-themed instruction going on at the school. So he's come under some scrutiny for that in the past. His legislative record shows that he's focused on, I might call them, cultural issues more than anything, and work with children. So he sits on the Education Committee. He also is the vice chair of the House Committee on Aging, Children, and Youth. He has introduced legislation this session, for example, that is that concerns Christmas displays at public schools, and he's tended towards forwarding legislation that is culturally conservative, I think is fair to say.
What do you know about the Harris family? How many children are in the household, and what do you know about their relationship with these girls?
So Justin and Marcia Harris have three biological sons of their own. They're all a bit older than these girls. We don't know anything about the workings of the family. We do know that it appears the Harrises consider these children to be their daughters, as adopted children are supposed to be, you know, the children of their parents, their adoptive parents. Interestingly, someone pointed out to us after the story broke that on the Wikipedia page for Justin Harris, he still has listed that he has three sons and two daughters. So, you know, it was a legal adoption. It was a formal adoption. It was clear they intended to make these children their own, their daughters. But then, you know, 6 months after the adoption was finalized, for unknown reasons, they were sent to live with another family.
So through your investigation, you learned that Harris had, in fact, adopted these girls and then rehomed them?
Right. So this term, let me explain this term rehoming, and that's not an official process. It's nothing. It's a term that's been used to describe a practice that's that happens in adoptions, where an adoptive family will quietly, unofficially, informally send their adopted child or children to live with a different family.